But first, the twists and turns keep coming in the race for the White House, just 2 days before Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton meet in their second presidential debate. John Yang reports.
Late today, a new storm around Donald Trump.
Hello, how are you? Hi.
The Washington Post released a 2005 videotape in which Trump is heard talking in vulgar terms about trying and failing to seduce a woman.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab him by the pussy. I can do anything.
It comes as Hillary Clinton has been blasting Trump for his treatment of women, and Trump has been threatening to make an issue out of Bill Clinton's infidelities. In a statement, Trump apologized and said the tape was locker room banter, a private conversation. Bill Clinton has said far worse to me on the golf course, not even close. Campaigning in Las Vegas, Democratic running mate Tim Kaine reacted to the tape.
It makes me sick to my stomach. I don't like to even say the words that he's used in the past when he calls women pigs, dogs, and sluts. I should be surprised and shocked. I'm sad to say that I'm not.
Earlier, Trump fired a new broadside on a signature issue, immigration, as he met with a Border Patrol unit that endorsed him. He charged agents are being told, in effect, to look the other way as Election Day approaches.
They're letting people pour into the country so they can go and vote.
They want to hurry up and fast track them so they can go ahead and be able to vote for these elections.
And these are the professionals. These are the people that are on the board. You hear a thing like that, it's a disgrace.
Running mate Mike Pence vowed that he and Trump will end illegal immigration once and for all. Even with current controversies swirling around him, Trump weighed in on an old one, a racially charged 1989 rape case. Five teenagers, all minorities, were convicted of assaulting a white banker in Central Park, exonerated by DNA evidence, and then paid $41 million in a settlement with New York City. But Trump told CNN they admitted they were guilty. The fact that that case was settled with so much evidence against them is outrageous. Clinton was off the trail today, preparing for Sunday's debate.
The campaigns are also watching the impact of Hurricane Matthew. Florida Governor Rick Scott, a Republican who's backing Trump, rejected a Clinton campaign request to extend voter registration beyond next Tuesday's deadline. In addition, there could be troubles with the millions of mail-in ballots that went out this week, just as hundreds of thousands of voters in that toss-up state were told to evacuate.
This one right here. Meanwhile, President Obama took advantage of a fundraising trip to Chicago to cast his vote. Despite prodding from reporters, he wouldn't violate the sanctity of his secret ballot. But the expression on his face left little doubt who he voted for. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.